again, because it requires Bezin, and in Bezin there is a loche that the Korev is possible to sit in Bezin, so just as two brothers cannot be Evi together, so two brothers cannot be members of the same Bezin. So Memeles, he passed in the Lilhude, I think in Kufay, in Ebenezer, that she requires that again. Even there already passed. Even there already passed. So first of all, there is the innocent Nezir. Then there is the Lilhude mentioned in the Ozorua. The Ozorua says that the get that was administered at night, that was misuder at night, that was given at night, is possible. Because in Don Balai. So that means that get has a din, a chalis, shem of din, of din. So Memele, it has to, so Balai, it's possible that the Zohua says. So the Buddha says, just as the Zohua says, Balai is possible. So without Shleisho, it's also possible. So Memele, if it had Shleisho, but two of the Shleisho are brothers, claiming apostle with din, to sit in din together, so it's possible. But then the kashi is, how can we say it's possible? There is a Mishneh, Shlisho Gidim Suvin, Nisna Bat Kosha, Reb Lezer in Mea. Afal Pishayim Bo Eidim, Im Nosn Lufne Eidim Ksheyo. So Im Nosn Lufne Eidim, before two Eidim, so it's Kosha. So if he gave it before two Eidim, according to the Behude, even if he gave it before two Eidim, so it's still possible. Then Gemara in Gittin at the beginning, Dab Dalet, Dab Fei, a shliach that is maybe getting the Nesayam, bifni kamoneisno, so there is a machlekes, one says bifni shnayim, one says bifni shleisho. So one mandoma says bifni shleisho because he has to save from nechta, That's why bifni shleisho, but any other get, when the nisina is made, doesn't require shleisho. So we see from all these gemores that get is kosher, even if it's not given bifni shleisho. So the Nehude, so he says a very big decha. So he explains why should get, and then he mentions this Rashi. Then he would, this Rashi says called the thing Rabbonah Kinderaisetik. So the Buddha says, why does Rashi say Kinderaisetik? That means Gerashin requires Shleisho. Why Shleisho? The answer is because Gerashin involves the Nemones. What in the Nemones? First of all, it becomes Mechuyev to pay the Ksuba. And even if the ksuve was paid already, suppose he gives her a get and the ksuve was already paid up before the nisines again, it's still involved in the mamanes, because the baal is mechuyev certain monetary obligations to his wife, sheyo ksus, and so on, other things. So memele, and through the gerashin, he becomes absolved from all these monetary obligations, sheyo and ksus. So memele, gerashin involves mamanes. And Momenes requires Shleisho. So that's why get also requires. It's a very strange concept after all. I mean, two it involves. But after all, the effectiveness of the Gershon is not contingent upon the Momenes that are linked to the Gershon. I mean, it's a separate thing. Anyway, this is how I explain. So Meili says, this Mishnah which says, Rablezer Eimer, Afo Pishayim Elevedim, Nosluk Mishnayim Kosher, or the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara says, with the Kamonis, no one said the Shnaim, one said the Shleisho, but all agree that if it's not the Shliach Habon in the Nesayam, where there is no Vifonechtam, then there is no Aloch of Nishleisho. So they refer to Narusa, to a get that is given to Narusa. So there is no Ksuve. And even according to the Mandoma, that Arusa yesh lo Ksuve, suppose the Ksuve was already paid. But certainly, Arusa, there are no monetary obligations. There is no share, there is no Ksus. So the get of an Arusa does not involve any mominess. There is no share Ksus, there is no Ksuve. So mele there, Bezin is not required. So the Mishneh has referenced in Arusa, Mashein came, was his Nisue, and the Gershon involves the mominess. So then, it requires Shleisho. And the get is possible there. The Chasam Sefer, in Shuvah, Seven Ezra, I don't remember what Shuvah in Chasam Sefer it is. I think it's about the Samas. So the Chasam Sefer says, he's Chelik Adin Yehuda. And he says, not only the Eved, it's not possible, but even Chathchila, it's not necessary to have Shleisho. But Rabbi Yehuda mentions the Rashi in Sanhedrin, and it's a very strong Raya. Kol v'tikun miun, Rashi says miun requires shlesho, because kol v'tikun rabbonik in the Raya tikun. What do you think in the Raya? Just like the Raya, the Gerash. So that means that get requires shlesho, and the Yinis and the Zia. So as far as the Yinis and the Zia is concerned, so there is a certain perush, a Yinis and the Zia, I think the name of the perush is Samhak Toiras. I don't know whether you'll find it in the library here. So he says that the Pshat Yiris Mezil Kodem Bidina means that the Yiris Mezil only means the Gemore. Kol Shein Yedea B'tiv Gitnu G'dushna L'Yiris Gemore. So in other words, it means Bidina, he means go to a Bez and someone who knows the Dinim. Someone, if it is done, not if it is handled by someone who doesn't know the Dinim, so the Might Chas V'Sholem be the biggest Mirsho, I mean, the get will not be kosher and children in the Shishich. So all the Mechshelim could take place. So who knows the Dini? You go to a Bez, you know he knows the Dini. I mean, in Yiddis Mezil's day, so that was a guarantee. I mean, if you go to a Bez, you go to a Bez, they know the Dini. Today, I mean, there are certain Bez who don't know the Dini. So this is what the Perush Samak Tera says. It doesn't mean that it requires Bez. They require that. But I mean the Rashi. Now, there is a Beis Halevi on that Nedivude. I mean the Beis Halevi, the last piece in the Chilik Rishon of the Beis Halevi. So he mentions, now the Chilik Rishon of the Beis Halevi has at the end certain tshuvos of Chaim Volozhiner that are not mentioned in the Chutam Shuvos. Certain tshuvos of Reb Chaim Volozhiner that are not mentioned in the Chutam Shulosh, so you can find them at the end of the first Chilik Beis Halevi. So in tshuva beis of those tshuvos of Reb Chaim Volozhiner at the end of the first Chilik of the Beis Halevi, so there is a tshuva that Reb Chaim Volozhiner sent to Rabbi Yeshua Tzeitlitz was, I mean, in today's vernacular, he would be called an assistant minister of health. That's what he was. That was his job in the Tsarist government, Rabbi Shua Tzeitlitz. And Rabbi Shua Tzeitlitz considered himself as a Talmid of the Gro. Anyway, so he writes a tshuva to Rabbi Shua Tzeitlitz, and Agav Ruche, he says, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that now there is a tachirim Rav Niyarshin that one should not be migare yishishti bal kocho. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says agavuche, that if somebody was migare yishiget, migare yishishti bal kocho, so the gevashin is not valid. There, it's not valid. Now, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner mentions that the Bishmuel in Simen Kufyutes Neven Ezea has a sofik. If somebody is Ever and Chir Rabbi Gershon is Migarish and Ishte Bar Kocho, whether the Eved is effective or not, it's a Hanumaiso or not. So the Bishmuel in Simen Kufyutes has a sofik. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner also mentions in that Shuba Beis at the end of the first Chelik of Yisalevi that from the Roshon of the Ramo, it's mashma that it is effective. So in other words, so he mentions that the Ramo says that it is effective. And then he also mentions that the Bishmuel Simen Kufyutes has his off. But he says, but from the Roshon of Maram Barabin Baruch, when he mentions the Roshon of Rabbi Gershon, so it's Muchar Beferesh, that even the Eved is ineffective. Even the Eved is ineffective. So he passes like that, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That, I don't know, I mean probably Chumra only, I mean, not Likule. So he mentions and he bases it upon the Roshon of Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch, who mentions the Roshon of Rabbi Gershon of Istakon, of Israel. So the Beis Halevi asks, I mean, how can that be explained? That's Berav Snitra. I mean, how can we say such a thing? Rabbi Gershon was a big time tochen, there's no doubt about it, but he certainly could not be Hekel Dovah Matera. I mean, if Midrash say one could be Migarish Ishti Bal Kocho, how could Rabbi Gershon say that if one is Migarish Ishti Bal Kocho, Midrash say he could, that it's ineffective? I mean, how could we say? Even Chazal couldn't be Hekel Dovah Matera, we could not say. And there is one Mandomar that he could, all right, so that's Chazal, but certainly Rabbi Gershon, couldn't be Eker Idovah, Idovah Menato. So the Mesalevi explains it by mentioning this Rashi and by mentioning the Nibihud. Now the Nibihud says that if he get was given Shalom Bishlisho, so the evidence is possible. Some say for Israel. And the Raya is the Rashi. The Raya is the Rashi. Also mentions the other one. So as a matter of fact, the Raya that the Yehude brings from the Yerzeruah is Shtar B'Shevah Imeh, because the Yerzeruah says that he get that was missed Abalaylo, that was given at night is possible, because he don't Balay. But then, so because of that, the Yehude deduces another Aloch. Just as Balaylo it's possible, so Shalom B'Shevah is also possible, if it's been so it's okay. But the Zeruah himself as the Kashe. Now, how can I say that Balaylo is possible, but we see from the Mishnah in Gittin, Reb Lezer Emir, Afo Pishin Lovedim, in Nostal Fneidim, Ksheir. So we see that if he get, he was given in the presence of two, even though the one are all three, so it's Kosher. So we see it's not treated like Edin. Edin has to have Shlesho, not Shnayim. So the Yazuah says, because we pass like Ravach HaBerid Raviki, that Dvar Teiro, so Echot Shedon, Dilidit, but the Chachomim, or Misakel, it requires Shlesh. Why? Because of Yeshiv Kronis. So that Akonis Chachomim was Ligabid in the Momenes, but Ligabid Gereshin, Chachomim won't be sacking this takone. And Midrash said, even the Nemomenes can be needed. So it's very strange. So what's Amin? So that Mishnah record with Rabach Abrit Rabike, and how about Rabbi Amin? It's very strange. But anyway, the Zohar says that. So the Zohar says in so many words that get doesn't require Shlesh. So why doesn't the Yehude mention the Raya from the Zohar? The answer is, but the Zohar says one thing, that get is considered like Vin. And he gives it a Deichak Teretz. In other words, because of Halacha D'Ravike, that the Yehude considered as a Deichak Teretz. So maybe the Yehude gives another Teretz, which is also a Deichak. All right, but the Zohar says in so many words that get does not require Shlesh. So Rabbi Sibbea says as follows. He says, now, what is miyut? Now there is a Gemara in Gittin. Teitzes mentions that based on the base, Teitzes mentions Gemara in Gittin that Piches, that Abaye found Rav Yosef that it was kefer Gittin. There are certain husbands whom you have to force to give a get to their wives. There are certain aloches, under certain circumstances we have to force. Now, so the aloche is, so Bezden has a keach kvi. So Abaye found Rav Yosef, they call Maise Agit. Maise Agit. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Leila Mishpota Shetosin Lifneim Yetes. So who had the keach kvi? Smuchim. But probably we are a Yetes, we are not Smuchim. How can you force a husband to give a get? How can you force a husband to give a get? Let's say the husband was a mukishchin. So the halacha is we are kefe, bezden is kefe to give a get to his wife. But Reila Mishpata Shetosin Lifneim Yetes. So, and Bobel, so Rabbi Yosef was a Yetes, he was not a Somo. So how could you? So Rabbi Yosef answered Abaye, and Elamato Gzilis V'Chavoles, Hidoyes V'Alvoes, Elamato Hidoyes V'Chavoles, how can we be down? But at Yitzanan, the answer is Shtokosayek Abdinon. So here I can force a husband to give a get because Shtokosayek Abdinon. So that means that Kviye can only be handled by whom? By Bezden of Smuch, but not by Yitz. So how can we do Kviye? How can we carry out Kviye? Let's say force certain husbands to give a get, that v'fnei, so it's because of shluchos hayagam. So mimele now miun the isha can make a declaration even against the consent of a husband, even though the husband doesn't like it. So mimele that should be done by smuchim. As a matter of fact, bishamai yivome say that it requires smuchim. Miun b'fnishleisha bishamai say dafkubov yivomes, but it has to be b'fnishleisha smuchim. Why? Why do Bishamai require smuchim? Because it's kvie. In other words, when it's done against the consent of the husband, in arranging plainly, but the plainly is interested in her, so it's kvie. So mimele Bishamai say it requires smuchim. We don't Bishil say that it can be done even al deyadeis. So, but why does Bishamai say smuchim? Because it's kvie. It's weird. So why do we still say even that it is? The answer is just that there is shluchos hayikar dinan and other things of kriya. So there is shluchos hayikar dinan and that too. So mimele. This is what Rashi says. Rashi says miun require shleish. Why does miun require shleish? Miun require shleish. Why? Because miun is done against the will of the husband. She says in the reins of the plane, but the plane is reins. So we have to resort to kriya. And so anything that involves kriya requires bezn. What does bezn mean? It requires smuch. But how can we do it? So the answer is, So he says, call the tikkun rabbonik in the reise tikkun. Get doesn't require shleisho. Get does not require shleisho. But if a husband, before chayav nigash, if a husband wanted to give a get to his wife, bal kocho, then it had to be done b'fnei bezn. It had to be done with bezn. And what kind of bezn? Bezn smuch. But bezn adyetes is also right. Because shluchos hayikar dinon. So they have the authority. So they receive the authority from the smuchim of their association. But without the shluchos hayikar dinon, so if anyone wants to give a get, even though she doesn't do anything, but since it's true that the din haTorah is that one can divorce his wife bal kocho. But if it's bal kocho, so it involves kriya. And if it involves kriya, so anything that involves kriya has to be handled by bezin. Ve'ilam mishpotim ha'shatosim lifneihem. As Tesis says, what does it mean, mishpotim? Ilu kliyad ayonim, dishaya ben simen, kriya. So kriya requires bezin. As a matter of fact, the Yisefer Yireim says, I think it's simen kufsamach in Yireim, and the Tesis in simen gimel says the same thing, that Yisefer is masik, but the Yireim is corroborates the view of the Tesis, not in Yisefer. So the Yireim and the Ksayim, they both say that the Aloche Lule Veinineitel Yisuke Veinieshev Bo, so Makinis Ashtetz Nafshei, so Bizma Azeit cannot be done. Because since it's Kriye, it involves Kriye, so it has to be done only by business Muchim. But the Gemara doesn't say Shluchos Hayikar Dinon, that the Bezn Rishenim authorized all the future bezn adyetes to carry out kviya and mitzvahs, so mimele the din of makanesh etetz nafshei cannot be exercised by bezn today. So this is what Yireim says. So anything that involves kviya has to be done by whom? By bezn. What does bezn mean? Smuch. Lifnei ufnei adyetes. But there is a loch of shluchos hayikar dinon. So if it's shluchos hayikar dinon, so adyetis also have the authority of smuchim. Through the aloch, whatever shluchos hayikar dinon means. So adyetis also have the keach of smuchim. But it has to done. So even in ancient times, before chayav nigashim, if a husband had to divorce his wife al kocho, it had to be done al the bezn, and bezn smuchim. And bizman hazeh too, it can be done also. say if one is me, it can be done by Bez Nedeitis because of the Aloch of Shluchas HaYikadinon. But, so prior to Chayr Rabbeinu Gershon, before Rabbeinu Gershon's Chayrev, so Bez Nedeitis could carry out Kriya. But why? Because of Shluchas HaYikadinon. But since there is a Chayr Rabbeinu Gershon, it's not shaykh to say that the Bez Nedeitis authorized the Bez Nedeitis today to act contrary to the Chayr Rabbeinu Gershon. So in other words, so Bez Nedeitis today has no mandate to carry out Gereshin Bal Koch of the Isha, because that's against Chayr Rabbeinu Gershon. So there is no Shluchas HaYikadinon. If there is no Shluchas HaYikadinon, so that means it's not bifnei bezdin. So bal koch it cannot be done. So Rashi says in the Reise Tikkun in explaining miun, and miun is done bal koch of the baal. So he says just as a get that is given by the bal koch of the isha has to be done bifnei bezdin, because vaveila mishpatim ashetosim lifnei yedis. So even had yedis now can handle it because of Shluchas HaYikadinon. If Shluchas HaYikadinon, I mean that's what the Chaim Volozhin means. But Rashi says, so just as they get their eyes, so it has to be done by Shleisho, and it has to be Shleisho Smuchi, or at Yeteis, who are authorized by the Beis Din Smuchi, because Shluchas HaYikadinon. Otherwise it's not valid if it's Baal Kocho, and Miun is Baal Kocho of the Baal. So came the Reise Tikkun, and it also requires Shleisho. It also requires Shleisho. This is how he explains the final.